just finished my 10 and a half mile run, and I just wanted to make the announcement that I started training for the Top of Utah Marathon. This is my 10 year anniversary of getting orthotics.
That was Travis Peltier, a 25-year-old college student, in a selfie video he shared on social media recently. As a competitive high school athlete, Travis was told he would likely be confined to a wheelchair by now if he didn't undergo three major surgeries to fix his severe foot problems.
Every morning when I would wake up, it was like I was like an 80-year-old man. I would roll out of bed and just all of my muscles would hurt. But when I would step down out of bed, it felt like I was stepping on tacks right on my heel.
There was a hefty price to be paid for the multiple surgeries, though, something unimaginable to the young, budding athlete. A life filled with the competitive sports he loved would likely be off the table forever. Little did Travis know at the time that his neighbor would get him back on his feet and influence him in ways he had yet to see.
I grew up right by Randy Merrill, founder and previous CEO of Merrill Boots.
Any outdoor enthusiast knows Merrill Boots. At one time, Backpacker Magazine named them the most comfortable and functional boots in North America. Life in the corporate world took its toll, and over 30 years ago, Randy Merrill left the company that still bears his name to become his own boss. He continued his masterful art of bootmaking, but also discovered a gift for designing shoe inserts to restore natural function in those who are limited by their feet.
Through scouting, I got to know him really well, and we were actually on a trip, and without me saying anything, he noticed the way that I was walking just by watching me walk and hike through these slot canyons for a week. And he started to ask questions about the pain I was having. He suggested that I should get a pair of his orthotics.
I wanted to meet the master bootmaker and foot fixer, so I drove to Vernal, Utah. On my way, I discovered that this town of 11,000 people is quite remote, about 2.5 hours away from any major city.
If I were to choose a location to make a custom boot shop / pet orthotic clinic, I couldn't find a place more difficult to do this job than here. But this is home, this is a place that I love, it's where family is, and so I've chose to do it in my way, on my terms.
Situated in a beautiful green valley, surrounded by mountains on one side and desert on the other, is Merrill Foot Lab. A stream meandering through, a herd of yak walking aimlessly nearby, and Randy's hobbit-like home next to his shop make this property as special as it is unique. And it's here where countless people have been given back their quality of life.
Well, this is a foot lab, a foot orthotic lab. I'm occupied with making steps pure, straight, correct.
Whether you're there for a foot appointment or not, Randy can't help but evaluate your gait, just like he did with Travis on that backpacking trip many years ago.
Travis has what we call a cavus foot. I mean, his arch is so high that you could drive a truck under it. The inside edge of his feet are almost off the ground, and then that is exacerbated by the fact that he is bow-legged. And so you add all of that together up, and it's just a perfect storm.
But Randy had the perfect solution, a pair of orthotics built specifically for Travis that would put his feet in the proper aligned position.
The real magic happens when we make an impression of the foot, and I use a very old-fashioned way.
Rather than using digital scanning technology common today, Randy uses a foam box to capture an impression. He physically presses a client's foot down into the foam.
That allows me to capture the foot making the motion that it needs to be making, not the motion that it's been making on its own that's been causing the problems. So there's where the magic happens, is the position that we capture the foot in.
He says this step is critical because many people that dispense orthotics often just replicate the problem by capturing the motion the foot has been making on its own. And this can actually make things worse. Once Randy's completed the impression, he uses that to fabricate the orthotics.
I have two goals for myself. A, to treat people as I would choose to be treated myself. And then the second goal is to knock their socks off.
Well, he certainly did that for Travis. And when I asked if he knew about the marathon Travis was getting ready to run,
it almost brings tears to my eyes. I mean, I couldn't love him more if he was my own son.
But the story doesn't end here. Travis had the opportunity to apprentice with Randy and started up his own custom orthotics business in Logan, Utah.
I have my own story. It's a miracle that I'm even walking today and being able to run and jump and play and do whatever I want. That's a miracle to me. And so being able to help other people with that, that is the most special thing that I can think of.
And just so you know, Travis did finish that marathon. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.
The UPR original series Crossing Borders is a year-long storytelling project between UPR and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu. And to explore more of the Crossing Borders series, head over to upr.org.